The original structure was logs like this. They weren't painted.
Ron Zobler admits Oneida County winters have been harsh on his family's cabin in the woods.
There were pots and pans hanging on there.
Some of the paint may be peeling, but that makes this place no less important to him.
Once I'm up here, I don't want to go back.
A lot of it has to do with his family's history on this plot of land. Zobler is in his 70s.
I've been here since I was 14. I was here when the original owner was here.
He's standing outside the red wooden cabin with his wife, Carlene, and his son, also named Ron.
You know, this is sacred land. My grandfather's ashes are on this property. This land's been in our family, since he got out of the World War II.
The family has always known their area in the town of Shepke to be a peaceful one, until earlier this month when trucks and heavy machinery started lumbering by on the one-lane gravel road.
They're currently doing exploratory drilling, and you can hear in the background, they're grading our road. It's happening now.
The younger Ron Zobler mentioned exploratory drilling, one of the first steps in the metallic mining process, which started June 5th near the family's property. The Zoblers say they didn't know anything was in the works until trucks started coming.
You were caught off guard.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Yeah. You know,
there's been no public hearing. There's been no notice. No knowledge at all by any authorities.
Zobler says the traffic has been nonstop. The family is frustrated the drilling is happening so close to their land, and even more frustrated they say they were never notified. It also bothers the elder Ron Zobler that it's happening so close to the Wolf River, within a half mile in places.
It just boggles my, it's just unbelievable.
Because
the younger Zobler says, in the last 10 days, he's started diving into mining laws and regulations full time.
But I'm not an attorney, I'm not a miner, I'm not an anti-mining activist until now. Now I'm a full-time anti-mining activist because I have to speak up. It's our property, you know, it's in our backyard.
A few hundred yards down the gravel road is the Zobler's only neighbor and the rustic cabin of Jeff Seabloom.
So there's no running water. We have to haul that in. There's no electricity out here. We're self-sustaining.
And you're cool with that.
And I'm cool with that.
Seabloom bought the 200 acres in the early 1990s and uses the land for hunting and a little farming.
We've had potatoes. We've had corn. We put some peas in.
But closer to the cabin than the fields is a ribbon tied to a tree.
This blue ribbon is approximately 25 feet from my doorstep, and that is the start of the proposed mining property.
He's that close to the property where exploratory drilling is now taking place, and he thinks it's illegal. The neighboring private land is enrolled in the state's Managed Forest Law Program, or MFL. That means it gets significant tax breaks in exchange for being open to the public and keeping its timber under a management program. Seabloom contends this type of drilling isn't allowed on MFL land, especially since it's drilling for sulfide minerals. Seabloom has read State Statute 295.40 over and over.
In mining for non-ferrous metallic minerals, sulfide minerals react when exposed to air and water to form acid drainage.
But DNR Integration Services Section Chief Ben Callen says, under MFL law, the drilling is permitted.
Exploratory drilling is not specifically prohibited under the statute, which is Chapter 77.
You don't buy that?
I don't buy it. It's not allowed, especially when you're talking non-ferrous because of the toxicity associated.
Drilling like this is one of the earliest stages in the mine exploration process. Both the DNR and Badger Minerals say any potential mine would be years away, happening only after considerable regulation and permitting. Seabloom is less confident that what's now been started can be stopped.
I think we're pretty close to game over already, unless something was to stop now. They need to cease and desist. I think it should be stopped right now while we still have a chance. And if it's not, it's going to be too late.
Back up the road, the Zoblers are less convinced that a mine is likely, but they remain concerned for their land and its legacy.
And this is something that we wanted to pass on.
Well, yeah.
You know?
This is a heritage.
Now who knows what's going to happen, you know?
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Oneida County.